Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. In this podcast, USAID's Associate Administrator Eric Postel on how efforts to improve tax systems worldwide are helping developing countries bring people out of poverty.
If we want to take care of the hundreds of millions of people who don't have electricity, don't have water, sanitation, don't have health care, then we need the governments to have their own robust, domestically raised revenues.
Tens of billions of tax dollars go uncollected in developing countries every year. And whether it's because governments don't have the tools to implement their tax policies or simply because they don't have enough taxpayers on their books, the lost revenue often leaves countries unable to provide basic services to their people. This was the subject of a panel discussion entitled Collect More, Spend Better at the IMF World Bank Spring Meetings in April. Journalist Mark Betancourt spoke with one of the panelists, Eric Postel, Associate Administrator at the U.S. Agency for International Development, who's helped lead the U.S. government's efforts to lend assistance to tax collectors worldwide. He began by asking Postel why developing countries often have trouble collecting enough tax revenues.
In some cases, because the processes for collecting taxes are either inefficient or really difficult or not clear or corrupt, you have large amounts of people that are in the informal economy. They don't have the equivalent as in our country where each company has a tax ID number, each citizen has a social security number, and therefore they're all in the system. And then so there's all kinds of people that are out of the system. So that's one example.
There are actually just few people paying taxes in the
country. That is exactly right. You have a very small number of people paying taxes and then a lot of people outside the system that they're not. And yet they want services. But they're not paying or contributing to the overall thing. And in fact, in many cases, if you get all those people into the system, you can actually lower the tax rates because you have so many people part of it.
That's just a question of collecting the money. But actually, once it gets into the hands of some of these governments, it's either disappearing or it's just not being spent, right? So that's the spend better part. What's the deal there? I guess how do countries need to learn how to spend that money better?
There's a lot of things that need to be done about spending the money better, without corruption, with full transparency. Voters don't want to pay tax if they don't know what it's buying. If they think it's lining somebody's pocket, they have no interest to pay tax. It may as well stay in their own pocket. If they think it's going to get them better schools, better health care, better roads, they start getting very interested in it. So the spend better part of the agenda is very, very important.
Can you give me some sense of what USAID and other international organizations are doing to help these countries out, to educate people who are building tax policy or people who are carrying it out?
Sometimes it's technology, computer hardware, computer software. Sometimes it's training. Sometimes it's very sophisticated legal advice. We try to help countries improve whatever the weaknesses in the system. So if they need to move to have electronic filing so that more people are willing to enter the system and efficiently pay taxes, then that's something we would work on. If their issues are about the customs and duties paid at the borders that are inefficient, take too long, subject to corruption, then we would work on that project, for example. In another case, Millennium Challenge Corporation was doing work in Philippines to put in a computer system that analyzed all the information they had about taxpayers and then in a more efficient way helped them decide who to audit.
So are you actually seeing results? Are countries getting more revenue as a result of some of these actions?
There's a lot of different case studies, but for instance, in Georgia, there were several donors, including ourselves, which work with the government for several years, and their revenues rose by hundreds of millions of dollars, which enabled them to provide hundreds of millions of dollars of better services to their citizens, whether health, education, and so forth. We had a project working only on one piece of this in El Salvador. We put up about $5 million one time, and they did a good job of implementing it, and their annual revenues rose by more than $30 million every single year. So the return on investment is huge. And we are increasingly seeing studies of how when the revenues rise, as you would hope, a lot of that money is flowing back into things like health, education, and other social sectors in the last few years.
In general, how does it benefit the international community to get state governments to increase how they collect and spend money? Why would the international community want to band together and make this difference?
That's a great question, and there are two really important answers to that. The first answer to that I'm going to give by quoting a gentleman who started a peanut processing business in way northern Mozambique that I met about 7 or 8 years ago. And in the course of a discussion, he said to me and some other people with me said, you know, when the government starts getting the majority of its revenues from people like me and all the people of Mozambique, they're going to listen to us about what we need instead of just listening to you guys, meaning the donors, because you're giving them their money. So if you think about country ownership and being responsible to the citizens of a country and trying to do right by them, that's to me the first reason. The second reason is this. There are a couple billion people out there that don't live the greatest lives, and they need health care, and they need water, and they need education. They knew all those things. And donors, if you look at the long-term trend, they've tried to increase quite a bit the assistance that they provided. But if you look at the price tags of solving all these problems, first of all, it's clear that donor money alone will never pay for that price tag. Full price tag. And second of all, it's very clear that donor money alone can never achieve those goals because you can only achieve those goals in the end if the government and the people of the countries themselves take the funds and use them very, very well and are responsible to themselves for making this stuff happen in a very efficient way. If we want to take care of the 60 plus million kids who aren't in school today, if we want to take care of the hundreds of millions of people who don't have electricity, don't have water, sanitation, don't have health care, then we need the governments to have their own robust, domestically raised revenues. And that's the other reason, because all of this stuff, if done right, can help these countries escape poverty.
That was Eric Postel, Associate Administrator at the U.S. Agency for International Development, talking about how helping governments collect revenue more effectively can, in turn, lift more people out of poverty. You can watch the webcast of the IMF World Bank Spring Meeting seminar entitled Collect More, Spend Better at imf.org. You can also hear more podcasts like this one on SoundCloud or iTunes or on your favorite podcast app. Just search for IMF Podcasts.